I'm at the Gadget Show live, NEC, Birmingham, 2010, and I'm standing with Jason Bradbury, and if you want to know his Twitter name, it's...
Oh, Jason Bradbury, with an at in front of it.
How you doing?
I'm brilliant, man. It's really good to see you again, dude.
Last time, I think you were dancing in the Open in London, and you were winning a challenge.
I did win, didn't I? Yeah, I did, and you're a big part of that, man, getting all your Twitter followers to join in. In fact, I do like your little TwitPic image thingy.
Stuck with it now, yeah.
No, it's good, man. It's Che Guevara, right?
Well, it's me on his face.
But, yeah, it's good. I like it.
Korda says it's okay to use his image before he died, so that's okay.
Okay, as long as you've got the licensing in place. You're right. We stood on the stage here in front of literally 4,000 seats. I feel like I'm, I don't know, Spandau Ballet or something. It's incredible. For those of you who weren't born before sort of 1989, they're a kind of like really, really neuromantic group from the 80s. And it's amazing that the show's massive. We've got 70,000 people coming in the next 4 days. And it's you know, amazing to think that in 6 years we've come from this little show with no budget to this great, big, massive media event. It's just mind-blowing.
It is a great way, albeit extremely distracting, to get your hands on technology as you're walking around. And the Gadget Show tends to be, you do want to touch and feel when you watch the show. You see this stuff and you think, I want to know where that is, how I can get my hands on it, how much it costs, another thing.
Yeah, I agree. We don't have enough time, do we, on the show? And actually, one of the things that I find frustrating because of my kind of geek nature is that we don't delve under the bonnet enough. We don't get inside the tech enough. And that's not a criticism. It's just a reality of a show on at 8 o'clock on a mainstream channel. The website's good. The website's good for that. I mean, I do a gaming column on the website. John does all the Best Buy stuff. And I can see that we do more detailed analysis there. What you can do at Gadget Show Live is, of course, come along yourself and draw your own conclusions, because you can get hands-on. In fact, most of the stands are set up for you to go along, grab the kit, touch the screens, ride around the test track. There's even this thing, which I mentioned, no joke, 3 months ago, I had an idea. So what about an aerial test track? They've done it. They've built it.
Nice.
It's a huge inflatable cube, transparent, and you can fly flying things in there.
We've just been zigzagging our way through, just distraction after distraction.
Yeah.
We haven't even found the Open University stand, which is the kind of people we're here for today.
Yeah.
Matt, who is holding the camera right now filming us, he is Open University based, and we've been kind of thinking a lot about technology and education and how technology enables education. Have you come across, I know it's very, very hands-on, the Gadget Show, but I am a massive lover of social technology, and you, I know, use social media avidly.
I live it, baby.
What about behind the scenes? Are there any communication channels opening up? Do you see much on the education side of things?
Yeah, I mean, I was part of the Handheld Learning Awards in 2009, where a bunch of kids came in, and they'd been given technology, all kinds of different technology, so a bunch of PSPs, or a bunch of TomToms, iPod Touches, DSs, and they were using this technology in an educational context. They were going out doing geocaching or kind of treasure hunt style thing, and that's where it's at. Although, I've got to say, education and technology right now is all about one word: iPad.
Really?
Yeah.
You think it's going to revolutionise? You're waiting for yours right now. I can see
right now. I actually rang, before you interview, I rang my girlfriend and she didn't answer to see if UPS
She's playing
arrived.
With it.
No, I've been tracking it, man. I kept waking up in the night and like just tracking, just putting my tracking number in and saying, it still said it's Chicago, Illinois.
But you can't plug it in yet, can you? Because the iPad, the actual App Store,
there's a way. But I cannot go on record.
No.
It's not exactly in
No worries.
But the iPad, I think, combines many of the aforementioned advantages of technology, so you know the kind of you know the PSP experience, the GPS stuff, the DS usability, in something that's even more usable, even more upgradable. Depends on what version you get, but you can get a version with a digital compass and a GPS. You can touch the screen, make drawings. You can surf the web. You can cut and copy and record. You can do what you're doing with your iPhone, except, you know, with a similar app. I mean, you've seen all the stuff that Stephen Fry was going on about. I forget what it's called now. The Elements, ting, the app, all about the
I'm
Elements.
I'm nodding. It doesn't come across on audio. But.
No. It's all good, man. It's there's some really, really good educational content on that thing.
It will be definitely for absorbing and ultimately, hopefully, communicating. And education in social technology is all about communicating ideas. And I'm hoping that is going to be totally opened up by this handheld device, which, let's face it, is not going to make my crotch hot sat in front of the telly with my laptop.
No, it's not. Hopefully it won't do, because it should be passively cooled. That's what aluminium is about. It might make your crotch cool, actually. In fact, on a cold winter's day, I reckon holding the iPad could actually freeze you to death.
Oh, there'll be cases and screen protectors galore. Over mine.
God, can you imagine? But the
solar panel backing, have you seen that?
What, is that for real?
Not yet. No, it's in my head.
Solar paint. Solar paint, mate. Paint that induces a charge.
We need that. I've seen solar ivy. You could put it on your... You're a garden worker, aren't you?
I'm a garden worker.
You're a garden office.
I own a garden.
This is a shed person on Twitter a minute ago. So shed workers said, ask him about his shed.
I've got a wicked shed, man. It cost me 10 grand, my shed. And I'm not showing off. I just think that's so ridiculous. It's techie. What I want is a living roof. That's what I want.
Well, have you seen solar ivy? Seriously, solar ivy.
No, I need
it's
to see
ivy
that.
Leaves.
Oh,
which
you weren't
is
even
solar
messing
powered.
About.
No, serious.
Oh, I'm getting it.
Google solar ivy.
I'm there. I'd Google it now on my phone if it wasn't rude.
No, totally. Well, no, you can do that. You can tweet as much as you want, and
because
we understand the power. We're getting told that this might be time to finish. Tell us about your book before we go.
Okay, Dot Robot and Atomic Swarm. My books, which I'm keen to promote because they're there for kids. They're about getting kids reading, and so I don't feel too embarrassed about plugging them. And
we're both new fathers, so I think you should send me a couple of signed copies, and I'll twit pick them and review them for you.
Dude, that would be brilliant. They're great. They're really good. I go into schools. I went to 30 schools last year. Lots of inner city schools where some kids have never even read a book. And one of the things I've done is created a video of one of the robots in the book called Punk. And it's now on YouTube. We just uploaded it like 24 hours ago.
Awesome.
And it's called Robot Kitchen Rampage. It's getting loads of hits. And it's the robot from my book, Punk, trashing my kitchen, for real. My kids walking in and looking at the mayhem. It is genuinely funny. If you want to find it, whack those words, Robot Kitchen Mayhem, into YouTube. Or jasonbradbury.com, my blog, has got loads of links to it. And it's got the video there and stuff like that.
We'll check it out for sure. Thanks a lot for your time today.
Always
Jason.
Pleasure,
cheers.
Man. Cool. Thank you.
Catch you later. Catch you on Twitter, no doubt.
Undoubtedly.